Talk to Cortana button.
So I'm going to tab off of that button.
Task view button.
There's your task view button. It's the same thing as Windows tab.
And the task view is a window that allows you to see all of your open tasks in one window.
I'm going to tab off of task view.
Running applications toolbar. Microsoft Edge button.
So we're back on the taskbar.
Right. So I can now, instead of tabbing, I can use my right and left arrow keys to see what's open.
File explorer button.
Or pinned to my taskbar. So maybe I want applications on my taskbar all the time, whether they're open or closed. For quick access, I can have them here.
Firefox button.
You would pin.
Microsoft Edge button.
So Firefox apparently is on this computer. It's just not on my desktop for whatever reason. I may have deleted the shortcut off my desktop.
But it is definitely here and it is pinned to your taskbar.
File explorer button. Microsoft Edge button.
So in Chris's case, Firefox, Edge, and File Explorer are automatically pinned to the taskbar. They are not currently open. None of those programs are open, but they are pinned. So he can view them anytime he wants to, whether they're open or not. That's the advantage of pinning something here.
Right. It gives you quick access to those applications. So you don't have to go to your desktop if you don't want to. You don't have to search for them, or you don't have to browse your start menu to search for them either. So now I'm going to tab.
Notification chevron button.
So there is our notification chevron. This is your system tray, which it's been referred to as, but it's where utilities are placed. So if I down arrow, I can go through my notification chevron.
Dropbox 105.4.651 waiting NVDA button. Inside one core button. 13% available. Plugged in button. Smellville internet access button.
So we have Chris's battery status. We have his Wi-Fi status.
Oh, parlors. 34% button.
This is the volume control and it is in French.
But if you double tap it, you can control the volume of your inside one.
Now I'm going to continue to down arrow.
Touch keyboard button. System clock. 4:48 p.m. 9/17/2020 button.
And there's the current time and date.
Action center button.
There's your action center.
Notification chevron button.
And now we're back to the start of the notification chevron. So your screen reader's in there, your battery status is in there, your Wi-Fi status is in there. And if you don't want any of those things to show up or more things to show up, you can learn about it in the Windows 10 tutorial.
You could also double tap that notification chevron to get even more information about notifications.
Yes, you can. So we're going to tap again.
Show desktop button.
That's kind of a useless button, show desktop. And then we are going to tap again.
Desktop list. WordPad not selected 16 of 16.
Because the button says show desktop. If you tab one more time, you're at your desktop. If you double tap that button, it never works. Or if you press enter on it.
Right.
So you might as well just tab to the desktop or use Windows D to get you there.